Peter Watts returns with your morning news and information roundup. News, views, and interviews. All Alberta bred and branded. This is the Alberta Weekend Morning Show.
-3 in the sunshine in Edmonton, -3 and mostly cloudy here in Calgary, now at 20 minutes after 7 on the Alberta Weekend Morning Show. Here's a phrase that's indicative of the kind of world we live in here in the 21st century. There's a company called NGen People Performance. It bills itself as a pioneering generational management firm. It's done a study that has been released about social media being used by people of all ages in the workplace. And Giselle Coveri from N Generation is with us this morning. Hi, Giselle.
Good morning.
What is your study showing us about social media in the marketplace?
What is our study showing?
Yeah.
Yes, well, we just conducted a national survey of employed Canadians across Canada, and we were very interested to find that 66% of all employed Canadians are using social networking sites at work. So what's interesting about that is that often there is an assumption in the workplace that it's younger colleagues, so the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, that are using this, but we found that 61% of baby boomers are also using social networking, and 50% of traditionalists.
What are they using it for, particularly during office hours?
Well, the highest usage were YouTube and Facebook. And so boomers, you know, preferred YouTube, and actually traditionalists were looking at travel advisories, and your Gen Xers and Gen Ys a little bit more heavily around Facebook and MySpace. So, you know, we can certainly think about the fact that, you know, how those are being used socially, but there are also opportunities for people to be using those for collaboration tools within their teams, perhaps, for some networking, you know, potentially improving team collaboration.
Is there any chance that some of this is being done that's work-related, especially since it's being done on work time?
Well, again, right, I think we need to understand a little bit better how people are using this. But I think that what we're finding is when you look to the fact that all four generations now have a receptivity to this, how can organizations maximize this? In the work that we do, we really want to help employers understand how to maximize the skill sets of all four generations while managing the differences in order to drive greater performance and productivity. So if we know we have a receptivity here with 66% of all employed Canadians using these sites at work, I think there's a great opportunity for leaders and managers to have the conversation around, hey, how can we use, for example, Facebook to set up something for our organization or for our team? Or are we able to go to YouTube and use it as a learning tool and be able to download some videos that are going to be relevant for the work that we do?
It's the classic case of if you can't beat them, join them, because Facebook and YouTube and these and Twitter and these kinds of tools aren't going away, so the best thing to do is to find a way to incorporate them into work assignments so that all of the day's productivity is not lost.
Absolutely. We would absolutely agree with that. And the work that we do, and especially the work we do in Alberta, is with employers that are looking at how they can maximize that. But we still sometimes struggle culturally within our organizations around that. You know, it happened when email came in and we said, oh no, email is just going to be used for jokes and emailing friends. And we realized that obviously that isn't the case. Well, we naturally sometimes assume that it's a challenge with the media. Some organizations have gone to block Facebook at their workplaces or Twitter. But the reality is that absolutely, I think we need to look at how we can leverage these.
Any companies doing anything interesting in this regard in terms of developing a protocol whereby Facebook and maybe Twitter and certain email can be more fully incorporated into the workplace?
Well, sure. I mean, I think that there are lots of examples in the media around organizations that have done it, but those tend to be the leaders in the forefront. You know, so organizations that are already in the IT space like Google. We certainly know in the media that the federal government banned Facebook, for example. So there's organizations, we know certainly some insurance companies that look at how can we maximize this for an internal tool as well as a recruitment tool. But I think that, you know, the purpose here is that how do we operationalize this within a team level? So it might be one thing for the organization to look at it corporately, what's the policy, but then what can the team do to leverage that? And so there are some teams that are using, for example, instant messaging with their internal colleagues. Some people are texting, but I just did the work with an organization in Calgary on Tuesday, and the manager said, you know what, I had a young student, but she kept texting me. I don't text. So so you said we had to have a conversation. So sometimes it's just about managing those expectations, because younger colleagues will have an expectation that these will be incorporated into their day-to-day work, and other colleagues may not be prepared to do that quite yet.
Is there a concern that Canadians, in discussing their work online, could have some impact on their careers?
Well, we think that's a very interesting area, and it's actually one of the questions we asked. We said, are you concerned that talking about your company online could potentially negatively impact your career? And what we found, it was a bit surprising for us, was that, you know, 6 in 10 Canadians were not concerned. Now, within that group, you had, you know, 37% of Gen Y, so those are the youngest colleagues in the workplace. They range between ages of 9 and 28. Obviously, we're not talking about the 9-year-olds. But sort of those 18 to 28-year-olds, 37% of them said, yeah, I'm kind of concerned. But that's still a big group of them that aren't. And we suspect that that number is going to increase. When we think about some of the recent stories that have come out, you know, a young Gen Y who was tweeting about her interview with an employer, and she made a comment about the employer negatively, and within 2 minutes, the employer tweeted back and said, hey, you know what, we're a web-enabled here. Who's your hiring manager?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there was a piece in the National Post on Wednesday. A lawyer in Toronto named Howard Levitt wrote it, talking about employers reading employees' blogs.
Yes.
And in a couple of cases, people have been fired for what they had to say about the company, their co-workers, or their bosses.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, part of the work that we do, certainly with young recruits and new hires, is helping them understand what we say, how to navigate the business environment. It's a program to really help them understand how to go in and effectively work within the team, and recognizing that within the organization, there are certain unwritten expectations around how one communicates and what one says. And this blend between what's being said socially and what's being said professionally is the same. So recruiters and managers are now going to their employees' Facebook accounts and saying, hey, we just heard an example of someone saying, I can't come into work today, I'm not feeling well. And the manager said, well, I'm going to need, you know, a doctor's note. And they said, why? I just told you you're not feeling well. And he went on his Facebook and posted it because the young Gen Y had said, I'm way too hungover to make it in today.
We'll have to leave it at that for this time. Thanks, Giselle.
Great. Thanks very much. And we'd just like to let everyone know in the Calgary area that we're actually hosting a breakfast session on May 14th, where we'll be releasing some of these results. So if anyone's interested in coming, they can certainly sign up in RSVP on our website, which is www.ngenperformance.com.
Thanks for this.
Thank you very much.
Giselle Covary is with a company called NGeneration. I have to read this. NGen People Performance, a pioneering generational management firm. But some interesting stuff in all of that. And certainly something that the employers are going to be looking at with the increasing amount of work time, it seems, being spent by employees looking at websites and using the social media for whatever purpose.